You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Lynn Jones. I'm an African Canadian from Nova Scotia. So we are known as Indigenous African Nova Scotians. So I'm happy to be asked to say a few words to you. My collection has a fancy title now. It's called The Lynn Jones African Canadian and Diaspora Heritage Collection. And it's a collection of periodicals, newspaper clippings, memorabilia, and the like that started as part of a journey, I guess, that I had since a very young girl. So when I was very young, I was really interested in the few articles that I would see in the paper that was about Black people anywhere, whether Nova Scotia or globally. So following a bit in my mother's footsteps, I started doing my own collection. Well, little did I know that collection would take me to on an over 50 years of doing this collection. I, in that period of time, did 2 scrapbooks. I kept collecting, but I didn't get the information in scrapbooks, but I knew it was really important that we know about our history and our culture globally, locally and globally. So having retired recently, I thought, oh my goodness, am I ever going to get this really all into scrapbooks? So I went on a search to find out if anyone was interested in my collection. So the Nova Scotia Archives, universities, and what have you, expressed a great interest. But I ended up partnering with St. Mary's University, who now, I'm very proud and happy, hold the collection, which can be used for all kinds of purposes, including research or just finding out about your history, doing genealogy searches, and so many things. Someone said, well, what's in that collection, Lynn, that we might be interested in? Well, I collect it. Now, some of the things you might say, oh, that's kind of weird. Obituaries. I always had an interest as people passed away. I thought, we're going to need this information. And many a times I might not even have known the person, but I knew by the name or the community or who the presiding minister was, so I would collect that. Political issues of the day. There's the beginning of environmental racism. I ended up being able to travel to Africa, and I started collecting on my journeys to Africa, and also because I had already collected articles on African people, what was happening with apartheid, what was happening with the Nigerian and Biafra War, different things at that period of time I collected. And it's just been kind of exciting. So now, with the collection housed at St. Mary's, my greatest fear was that would people really be interested in? Would they use the collection? And it's really quite exciting because it's only now that I recognize the importance, because students are using it for research, individuals are using it to search their family roots. I have my diaries during my trip to South Africa and the election of Nelson Mandela in 1994, which I was able to attend then. Different parts of my life, like music, lots of things in the music sphere, sports, lots of local heroes, and the civil rights movement in the 60s, that's included in the collection. I can't begin to tell you. When I look at it now, it's like, oh my goodness, I collected all of this, and now people are actually finding it useful. So yeah, it's rather exciting.
You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.